أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل العفو كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون في الدنيا والآخرة. Previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a question that the Sahaba came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a series of questions that they had presented to the Nabi of Allah. That question was regarding al-khamr, wine, alcoholic beverages and toxicants, and the ruling with regards to al-maisir, which refers to gambling. Once again, continuing with their series of questions, in verse number 219, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ And they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ماذا ينفقون What they should spend. Now previously they asked a similar question, but that was regarding the avenues of spending, on whom they should spend. And there Allah says, لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ The parents, وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ We discussed it, the avenues where one should spend one's wealth according to preferential order. So preference is given first to the parents and so forth. Here is now the second question, and we spoke briefly about it over there, that what type of wealth should you give in charity? Yes, alunaka, they ask you, ماذا, what should they spend? قل, tell them, O Muhammad, al-afwa. They should spend their surplus wealth. What is over and above their basic needs and the needs and requirements of their family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, do not spend of that which you yourself need. Don't give that away in charity. Don't give that away to the poor and to the needy, because you yourself are in need of that. So if you have surplus wealth, and there's wealth that is beyond your needs and that of your household, spend that. Why? So that you do not bring trouble into your own life, and do not put your own self into problem. So spend that is which is surplus. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ Allah says, this is how Allah explains and makes clear to you the verses and the signs. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ Perhaps you will ponder and you will think في الدنيا over your dunya and your akhirah. So don't only ponder and think of your akhirah only. So you spend of all your wealth and you give all your belongings away and you are unconcerned of your worldly interest and your worldly obligations and your obligations towards your family and your children. You ignore all that. Why? You said, because everything I want to send for the akhirah. Allah says, no. Allah wants you to ponder fi dunya over your dunya, over your world, your worldly commitments, your worldly obligations, your worldly interests as well. Wal akhirah. And also of your akhirah. Keep both in mind. We discussed it under the dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَّنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَّنَا Both of these, Allah has put you in this world for a purpose. It is a vehicle which carries you to the akhirah. You must make sure the vehicle is in order. If you want to go from point A to point B, you're not only going to prepare, you set up everything for yourself in your destination. My hotel should be like this, and all the amenities should be over there, and you don't give any concern to the vehicle. The vehicle itself should be in order, should be in correct working order. It should be safe enough to travel with. Then that vehicle will take you to your destination. So that is the exact example with regards to the dunya. The dunya is the vehicle. You must also ensure that the vehicle is in good working order, and the vehicle will then transport you to your destination. But don't make the vehicle the objective of your life. Keep your destination in mind. Another question. ويسألونك. They come and they ask you another question. The other question is عن اليتامى, regarding the orphan children. The orphan children. How should we deal with the orphan children? What should our duty be towards the orphan children? So yes, alunaka, they ask you anil yatama. Yatama is a plural of yatim. Yatim and yatama. Allah says, قُلْ إِصْلَاحُ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ Tell them, O Muhammad, that to strive for the good of orphan children and to work for the good of orphan children is best for them. لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ There's a lot of good for them in this, to work for orphan children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best home is the home of a believer in which an orphan is kept and his needs are fulfilled. That is the best home. You cannot find a better home than that. And the worst of home is that home in which an orphan child is kept but is ill-treated in that home. So islah, to work for their good and to work for their interest and to work for their benefit, lahum khair. It is definitely good for them. وَإِنْ تُخَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. And if you live jointly with them, then after all they are your brothers. To understand this, let us go to another verse in Surah An-Nisa. See, prior to Islam, in the pre-Islamic era, the rights of the orphans were violated. People would abuse the orphans and abuse their wealth, and no consideration was given to the rights of orphan children. Then Allah revealed the verse, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى. Those who consume and devour the wealth of the orphan children, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. They are consuming and devouring hellfire. So you are not allowed to touch the wealth of an orphan child, even though the child was in your care. So Sahaba came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ya Nabi of Allah. Some of them were so afraid, they would not at all want to even touch even the perishable items of the orphan child. So what they would do, because they were so afraid of the warning that Allah issued, that if you devour the wealth of an orphan child, you are eating the fire of Jahannam in your belly, then what they used to do is they used to actually cook a separate pot of food for the child. To that extent, that is how meticulous and careful they were, that we cannot even eat one grain of food that belongs to the orphan child. And now what happened is, if the child ate little, then you can't give that food away in charity as well. You can't give, because you need the permission of the owner, and the owner is a minor child. A minor child is not authorized to issue, give that sort of permission. A lot of laws that are deduced from this. Nevertheless, so they could not give it away in charity as well. And they themselves could not eat it. So it would go to waste, and it would perish. So they came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم complaining about this. It's so difficult. It's really, really difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُخَالِطُوهُمْ. Look, if you do have a joint expense system, like a kitty. Right, so you take some of the orphan child's wealth and some of your wealth, you put it together, and then you prepare a meal, it's fine. Everyone can eat of that meal. وَإِن تُخَالِطُوهُمْ. So if you establish this joint expense system, like a kitty system in the home, using your wealth and their wealth, وَإِن تُخَالِطُوهُمْ. If you do jointly live with them and eat with them, فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. After all, they are your brothers. They are your brothers. And you can eat the food of your brother, your Muslim brother, and so forth. Wallahu, but Allah says, but you have to be now absolutely just over here. Because you are using their wealth, you shouldn't feel that majority should come from them, or you should be very fair. Allah says, Wallahu ya'lam. Understand, Allah knows who is al-mufsid, who is a mischief maker, who is serving his own interests and not the interests of the child. Wallahu ya'lamu al-mufsida. Allah knows who is the mischief maker min al-muslih, from the one who intends good. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And if Allah wished, لَأَعْنَتَكُمْ. Allah could have made it difficult for you. Allah could have made it difficult for you by telling you to separate the food and to separate their belongings and to live completely and totally separately and not to even touch a single thing that belongs to them. Allah could have done this if Allah wanted to. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is the mighty and the all-wise. May Allah grant us the understanding.